And good evening, everybody. That right there was, what are they called? N213. Yes, I should know what they're called. But it's a weird name. So the project, the band, the thing that put out that song we just heard, which is Incident in the Tunnel, is N.213. And you can actually catch them tonight. All right, tonight. So go on out to Redgate, which is on Hastings. I think it's like the 800 block of East Hastings. And there's a really good show tonight. And I believe the sort of incarnation of N213, tonight you'll be seeing, is the N213 group vision. Yes. And sorry, I just came kind of running from the other room. Whew. Because the music was running out. And I'm like, oh, geez. So it's typical style of me. Let me start again. Yeah, so there is a show tonight. It is only $5. And Tough Age is the headliner. And if you've never been to Redgate, I just went there last month where I saw the band Cool. And it was awesome. It was like such a good show. Yeah, and there's four bands tonight. Now, I think the show starts at about 10. And let's see, N213 consists of, well, what I know is that it's Nick Hughes and Sean Maxey for sure. There could be three of them. I'm not exactly sure, but I just know that I'm going to be going out to check it out. So it should be good. It is a Wednesday night, but from what I read, I think this is Tough Age's, I think, tour culmination show. So they're just coming back from tour. And then, interestingly enough, N213 is embarking on a tour. And if you go to their number 213bandcamp.com site, you will see that they are playing, looks like this, they're playing in Phoenix. That looks like the 28th. Then they're moving on over to California. So they're gone for a few weeks from what I understand. So good for them. That's a lot of work, right? Booking a tour. I've done it before. I've done it a couple times, and I think three times. It's just like, ugh. But I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I would like to go on tour, but I have two kids and I have a life at home that involves like a husband and work and all that. And I miss those days. I miss those days when I just had sort of a crummy job and it wasn't a huge deal to, like, you know, sort of skip out, go on the road and have people like you. Yeah, people kind of liked us. It was fun. So now I'm old and yeah, whatever. Okay, it's 6:38. I got to get off this old theme. I'm too obsessed with my age. It's very bad, because age really, folks, is just a number. That's all it is. That's so lame. Okay, let's move on. Now that I was running from the other room, I have, look what I have for us. I've got some Tough Age. So tonight, Redgate, go there. East Hastings, like the 800 block of East Hastings. And it's like a sort of a arts collective space. And they serve beer. Yes, they do. My fear initially when the first time I went was, I hope I can get some booze. And it was good. I was able to. So I was happy. And let's move on. Let's hear something from the Mint Records band, Tough Age. Now, these guys put out a record back in the fall. It is, I think it's just self-titled. That's right. It has 11 songs on it. And we are going to hear, what song? I was just listening to a song of theirs this morning. Which one was it now? Huh. I feel like it was Cocaine Vouchers. I think that was the song. So why don't we go there? These guys are awesome. There are four of them. I believe one girl. What else can I tell you about them? I think Korean Gut. I think one of the guys was a former Korean Gut member. That's what I think I remember. All right, anyways, we're going to hear this song entitled Cocaine Vouchers. My name is Anita B, by the way. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Tough Age.
Make it feel alright. We're Bury a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Believe me, I've tried, but there's no explaining. Eyes piled up, you look like a painting. Saintly and sexy, the soft-spoken wind blows. Uncertain curtains cover broken windows. In desperate need of safe haven and inflamed, I walk around Paris unshaven and ashamed. 20-odd years since last time I slow danced. Teenage crisis and the end of romance. I see myself in the form of a wolf. Furry, down on all fours and worried. Uneven colors and the echoes of fly tones. Connections I've lost in a collection of jawbones. Apples and oranges, you decide which. I'm writing graffiti on Suicide Bridge. I once knew a woman who was clever and tough, who said too much makeup is never enough. Her eyelids were heavy with words and desire. She lives underwater with the birds and the fire. And it just so happens I'm selling my psyche. If you like love, you'll love this most likely.
You and me
are meant to be.
That's right,
I love you.
Can't you see?
Whatever partner you do choose, you have the ability to marry.
I'll never hurt you.
You know, husbands love your wives.
Love the woman.
Well, here we are again.
Who's a couple of trees treacherous?
I've been patient. Relationships and love.
Be yeah. When will you come see me?
Quand viendrez-vous me voir?
Bird girl, sorry I'm too sleepy to make, but the sounds of my dreams always keep me awake. Don't wanna scare the birds away, so I speak soft. Memories like the shows of Vanessa Beecroft. Your bedroom philosophies are so perplexing, but I think these two wooden legs are so sexy. Crimes of sadness, spectacular. You'll be Rossi de Palma and I'll be your Dracula. Vistas of agony decorate a last room. Shoes by the door, on the floor is your costume. Open the trunk with the car key, the odd way. Love songs, call me the Marquis de Sade, Lord of the Files. You lost me, I wonder how. Midnight, meet me at the entrance for the underground. So many questions, but I'm afraid to ask, though I whisper them to Apollinaire by Picasso. I touch all the flowers and break the chain. I wish I could fly, but I'd rather take the train. And it just so happens I'm selling my psyche. If you like love, you'll love this.
Thank you.
All right, that right there was something new from the band Mittens. Now it's pronounced Mittens, which is how most people would pronounce the word mittens. I don't usually say the T personally, but the band's name is spelled MIENS. Yes, and they have a new record, as I mentioned. It is, well, it looks like it's self-titled, and we heard the first track from that called Teenage Tweeter. Yes. Now, interestingly enough, this name, this band name caught my eye because they are local, and we just, myself and a few others, happened to actually jam in the space with these guys. So there you go. I hope your 8 cents from SoCan pays off. You can thank me for that. All right, that was Mittens. All right, now before that, well, let me tell you a little bit more about Mittens though, before I move on, and say that there's only two of them. Interestingly, there's Kim, who's on guitar and loops, and then Evan is the drummer. There you go. So just a two-piece, co-ed two-piece. All right, before Mittens, I'm thirsty. I'm really thirsty. Ugh. Like, I was really thirsty on my way here to do my show, and I was thinking, I need something to drink. So there's a water fountain here, EBC. So I get some water. So I'm letting, you know, I've been told in general, if you're going to be drinking like from a public, you know, drinking fountain, to let the water run. So I'm letting it run because it's warm. That's my point. So I feel the water and it's warm, and I'm thinking, well, let's just get some clean water running through the taps here, through the pipes, letting it run. I'm like, nothing. So it's still warm. But I'm like, I'm thirsty, so I am going to drink this water. And it was awful. It was just like, tasted metallic, and it tasted like tainted. So if this is the last you hear of me, if I, you know, pass out in the next hour or two, I give you a hint. I give you a clue. So there you go. It was just so gross tasting. And I was just like, oh, I don't know about that. So there you go. Now I'm still thirsty, and I just need a drink. So there you go. I'm so parched. Okay, that was Mittens. Okay, let's move on. Before that, we heard something really good. I like that song. It's called Gee Whiz from Buck 65. And that song features Nick Thorburn. Now, Nick Thorburn, if the name sounds familiar, is also... I'm so parched. Is also in a few other bands. It was and is. He is in the band Mr. Heavenly, who I think might still be around. I'm not sure. 2 or 3 years ago, they kind of were pretty big. He was in the band Islands, and what other band was Nick Thorburn in? I know this. What other band? Oh, yes, the Unicorns out of Montreal. Yes, that's right. Now, Nicholas Thorburn. So Nick Thorburn is originally from Campbell River, BC, interestingly enough. There seems to be a lot of like really, you know, good, successful indie rock. Is that an oxymoron? Successful indie rockers? I don't know. From the island, from Vancouver Island. Most notably, I'm just trying to think, the guys, who am I thinking of from Wolf Parade? I'm thinking of Dan Beckner. He's from the island. Yeah, so there's a lot of people who have gone forth and rocked. All right. So Buck 65. Oh, yeah, that song Gee Whiz you can find on his record called 20 Odd Years. Now, Buck 65, if you're aware, is... he is, what is his name? I'm trying to think of his actual name. He actually used to have a CBC show, and he's out of Nova Scotia. I believe a small town, or, you know, in the vicinity possibly of Halifax. And he's a funny guy. I like Buck 65. All right. Oh, and then before that, we also heard something from Mode Moderne. They are a local band. We heard the song Untamed from their record Occult Delight. All right. What time is it? Is it really only 7:03? I'm so thirsty. I need to get something to drink. Oh, that means I have another 57 minutes of being dehydrated. Oh, jeez. Okay, I can do this. Yeah. My name is Anita B, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, and hey, go out tonight, because I'm going out. Yes, so go to Red Gate. And tonight, you will be seeing Tough Age. In addition to N213 Group Vision. Yes. And there's a couple other bands, but those are the only ones I really care about. So I'm sure the other bands are awesome, but those are the ones I'm going to see. So for me, it's going to be super fun, even though it is a Wednesday night. Yes, I do have school tomorrow. So, but we'll see. I will be responsible and not drive. Now, if I take my vehicle to the venue, it'll usually force me to not drink, but I'm not even going to put myself in that position. so I just will not bring my vehicle. But I don't think I'm going to get overly wasted. Not overly, maybe mildly buzzed, because I do have to work tomorrow and I need to be responsible. So these, I'll be honest, these weeknight shows, who likes going to them? I don't know, but I'll be there. So, all right, let's move on. Let me stop talking. And let me play you some more Canadian music. What do I have on tap here? Oh, on tap, I'm so thirsty. Metric, here we go. I love Metric, they're amazing. This is a band who I believe got their start in Toronto, if I'm not mistaken, and then spent some time, let's see what I remember about, how can I screw this up? Metric, okay. I believe their start was in Toronto, and then they spent some time in like New York City, potentially Brooklyn, and then they're either currently in Montreal or Toronto. I'm so good at my show, aren't I? I know so much information about bands. Yeah. Okay, they're Canadian. How about I tell you that they're Canadian? Oh, and that's why I'm playing them on my show, because my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is featured. That's correct. All right, so we're going to hear an oldie but a goodie. Let's hear a classic. We're going to hear Help, I'm Alive, and this is from their record. Let's see. Fantasies. This one came out, like, good grief, 5 years ago already? 5 years ago. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, and of course, Metric features Emily Haynes with her beautiful voice on as the lead singer, backed by some guys. There we go. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Can you hear my heart?
All right, you are listening to CITR. We just heard Sean Mrazek. Actually, the band is not Sean Mrazek. It's Sean Mrazek Lives. Let me make that clear. Sean Mrazek Lives with a song, Can't See Me, from his most recent, well, his debut and recent release, Thought He Was Dead. Before that, we heard something from Metric, Help I'm Alive, from their 2009 record, Fantasies. All right, now I'm here. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played, and I am here to talk about the weather. Let's do that. Weather Vancouver. It's currently 12 degrees out. That would be 12 degrees Celsius, which is about 50, I want to say 55 Celsius, or Fahrenheit or so. Today is Wednesday, and we're going to be experiencing an overnight low of 7, and then tomorrow, Thursday, is a high of 12. And it looks like it's going to be like a mix of sun and clouds. And then it says here, scattered showers. That's one, or sorry, Thursday. Isn't that nice? Tomorrow's already Thursday because we had our holiday. At least I did on Monday. So it's kind of exciting. And then we head into Friday where we have isolated showers with a high of 12. It looks exactly like Thursday. Actually, here's how it works. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coolish. Highs of 12 and isolated showers. So, and then Sunday, same kind of thing, except a high of 11. So not that exciting, but, I don't know. Could be worse. All right. So that's my weather for you. And let's move on with some more music. Oh, I have something here from, Arcade Fire. Yes. Let's hear something from, the good old, indie rock legends out of Montreal. But I'd say half of those guys at least are from Texas. And let's hear something from, let me see that I'm all set up here. Their new album, it's called Reflector. Now, do I have a track listing? No, it looks not like I don't, which is typical. So let's hear something. Oh, I don't know. Let's just hear the, second song. Yeah. Let's hear song number two and I'll tell you what it was after the fact. So this is Arcade Fire from their most recent release, Reflector. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Through you, talking like
All right, the Val is in the studio. The Val. So, Val, do you want to come and chat with me on air? All right, I was a little bit lonely. And I got to tell you, here's Val Cormier. This is Mic 3. You got Mic 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. Canadian music. That's what happens here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes on. Now, Val is a good friend of mine. I like to consider you a good friend. And we're Twitter buddies. And I've been following her adventures in San Diego, correct?
Yes. Yeah. SoCal, baby.
Yeah. So what I enjoyed most, I enjoyed a lot of your tweets because you had a lot, but I enjoyed the baseball portion of your vacation.
Thank you. Yes. I really wish you were there. And you know what? Do you know Gak from Exploding Head Movies?
Yes. Our Gak from CITR, yes.
He's been talking about one of his, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school, Gak, but his dream is to do a ballpark tour, like a lot of baseball fans.
Yeah. To do all like the tours,
bunch.
The North American,
You know what?
Wow.
I do it now. I've become a baseball fan.
I know. Baseball is so much fun.
But I love the little underdog teams, like the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
About as underdog as you can get.
You think so? Well, yeah, I guess so.
Kind
of. The name of their stadium is really stupid. Petco Park? Like, how stupid is that?
It is.
Petco Field? What do they call it? Petco Field? Petco Park?
Petco Park. But Petco Park. They keep the... It's a dog park during the day.
Not
the inside.
Okay.
There's a park. A park within
okay,
a park.
Okay.
And there was an escaped prisoner that
Saw that
in Petco Park yesterday.
Now can I interject and add to your story here? And that is that, Val, it seems like whenever you tweet and go away, there seems to always be some element of an escaped convict.
Really?
Do you remember when you went away some other place? There was some guy like loose in SoCal. Do you remember what I'm talking
about?
That
was a famous guy, and they caught him in Big Bear.
Ooh, yes, that's what
I
do
remember.
And you were?
And weirdly enough, that Big Bear reference came up at a comedy thing I was at last night.
Somebody's
in
calling.
LA.
Oh, we have a caller. Look at that.
Okay, let's say hello to our caller.
You going to put caller on the air?
Okay,
do it, baby.
Okay, hold on.
Up
CITR. CITR.
She's going to screen the call first.
Hello.
And... Nobody's
nice.
There to
somebody
got shy.
Just like hung up on me.
Aww.
Fine, we got a crank phone call.
So yeah, that's true. I forgot about the escape prisoner, but that's like SoCal, baby. They're on the edge.
You know who's super on the edge? Speaking of American states,
Detroit,
fucking Florida. Ooh,
no.
Florida.
Florida,
yeah.
Florida,
Farkin, Florida. Let me mind to say.
Yeah,
it's Florida is where all the crazies. I mean, do you follow the Twitter account of Florida man? I'm Florida woman.
No,
there's Florida woman
too. I've seen a few, but I don't follow
funny.
Them.
They're funny. Well, yes. Oh, they're so good.
Florida.
Yeah.
Well, you spent time.
Every year I go.
I have never been to Florida.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you've never? Well. It's beautiful, but the culture is lacking, let's put it that way. Unless you like Cuban food and or Cuban culture and you're in those places, then that's kind of cool. But the people are just so cardboard and or old. And there's nothing wrong with being old. But
we're getting there.
Thank you. So, actually, I should really enjoy Florida because, you know. Anyways, I'm old. But let's move on and let's talk about
Sun Parlor Players.
The Sun Parlor Players, exactly. Tonight, you are interviewing who?
I'm interviewing on Folk Oasis just after 8 p.m., Andrew Penner of the band.
He's the cute one.
Well, we don't have a webcam, so
he's
sorry,
so
folks.
Dreamy. Oh my goodness!
So he's calling. He's calling in just after 8 p.m. tonight, and we're going to
the other
talk
one's
about
good looking too. In case,
know what I'm going to.
Oh,
ask?
No, wait. Andrew Penner is no. I like Rosie.
Oh, there you go.
Rosie's the one I like.
Oh,
he's the drummer.
Is he dreamy?
He's
a drummer.
Dreamy.
That's why
he's so yummy. I like him. The other guy, he's okay. I meant to say he's very lovely. He's very special.
They're both awesome. And they are doing a gig coming up soon at the Media Club, which is why I'm chatting with him.
Which is what I saw with you. Like what, 2 years ago maybe we saw them? Maybe a year ago at the Media Club?
That is where our two circles intersect, our Venn diagram.
Our Venn diagram, because my show is a rockin' type of show. Yours is a folkin' rockin' show.
Folkin' rock, okay. And that's where the Sun Parlor Players.
And then that's
awesome.
Where they, exactly, we can go to a show together. And that was, and that's when, because the Sun Parlor Players back when used to be three piece.
Right.
And you and I showed up at the show and we were like, well, there's only two of them. And then we chatted them up and there was only two because I think the one guy had a baby. And then that was the end of his career.
I guess I'll find out if they're, I'll ask if they're back to three.
That's good. Good question. And there they're originally from Leamington. Well, I'm ruining your interview.
No, that's okay.
They're originally from Leamington, but now they reside in Toronto, it looks like. And I do believe of the two, the one guy is a Torontonian and the other guy is the Essex County guy, because I'm from Windsor, as I like to talk about. And right. So we share a county. We share some roots in the tomato scene. Anyways, so that's that. So we will all listen at about what, like 8:10, 8:15?
You got it. Just after 8. Live Sounds phone good. Interview, Andrew Penner. Sun Parry Players. I'm pretty pumped.
I am pumped too, because these guys are really awesome. And I'm going to play a song as well. And you will be playing at least a song too. So I'm going to play this song here. Hold on. Which one do I have here? How about I play How to Make Ginger Bourbon Apple Butter? That's what I'm going to play us. And this here is the Sun Parlor Players. And this song, I'm not sure what record it's off of, but I'll get back to you all on that. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. And it's Vancouver. And it's always a pleasure to have Val here.
Well, it's been lovely, yeah. Anita.
Yeah.
You're looking very well these days also, really? May I say.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I know.
Having a good hair day?
Am I really? Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
Can I tell? This is, I like to share. So here's a funny story. Maybe it's my good luck day. So I'm walking down the stairwell of my school, and I see this another adult woman who I don't know, which was interesting because usually I know other teachers. And she just, I don't know her. And she looks at me, she goes, "You have really good hair." And I was like, "Well, thank you." And I was like looking at her like, "You could be a really good friend of mine, because I like it when people say nice things." And then she gave me another smile and then she walked away. And I thought, nice. Well, I feel like I'm having a good day.
Yeah. And hopefully you like paid it forward. You told someone else. Yes, nice.
I will. And I love you, Val. Not Aww. Like that, but you're a lovely woman.
Thank
and you. And you have a nice glow. You have a nice sunshiny glow.
A little too much sun.
You know, that's okay. With your youthful skin, you and your stupid youthful Polish French skin. I don't know. All right, Val. So we will all be hearing you in just over half an hour. So, and then meantime, here we have the Sun Parlor Players on CITR 101.9 FM, woo-hoo! Vancouver. And let me sneak. Sorry about that, folks. I was teasing you all. This is the Sun Parlor Players. Yes, we're good.
To make Sun Parlor Preserve Ginger Bourbon Apple Butter, get yourself 40 good tar apples. Don't neglect the oddly shaped or worm-bitten just because of looks. These are often the most flavorful. Remove the peel and core from the apples and cut into bite-sized pieces. Put these in a large pot and add a quarter of a cup of water. Cook this down to a nice apple sauce, stirring occasionally for about an hour. Once it's cooked, puree until smooth. To this, add 2 tablespoons of grated fresh ginger, 1 cup blackstrap molasses, 2 cups dark brown sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon cloves, and 1 cup of your favorite bourbon. For example, Sun Parlor Players prefer wild turkey. Pour this into a slow cooker or Dutch oven and let it cook overnight at 250 degrees. When the house smells like holiday cheer, put into jars and seal. Enjoy on toast.
Your grandfather was a cool, cool man. He died years before I was born. He was the mayor of a town at 18, just before the Red Storm.
time to hide. But no one ever caught you, and if they did, all you had to do was go and warm up inside. Go away, water. Go away, sun. I broke by the porch light. How green's your green thumb? Robbers stole the fruit from his trees, and they made what a woman called the star. Grandfather built a wall so tall, kept all the people out. He bore a son who had you for me, making his family a little stronger. Now I wanna open up the wall just a bit to see if anyone still gets along. We'll be right back.
That is Lady Hawk, one of my very most favorite Vancouver bands of all, with the song You Don't Always Know What You're Saying. And you can find that on their 2008 record entitled Shots. And Lady Hawk, they have a newer record out, which I love. What's it called? No Can Do. Yes, No Can Do. And I just adore them. And their latest record, I think, is their best, in my opinion. It's so just... It's really catchy, really well-written rockin' songs. And check them out. I'm really hoping I can. It's Friday, so it is a week from Friday, May 2nd. When is that? A week from Friday? I think so. Let me just double-check my calendar. Yes, a week from Friday, they are playing at the Biltmore. So I hope to go. I don't know if I can, but I really hope I can go. So... All right, May 2nd, check out Lady Hawk. All right, now, what else did we hear? Now, prior to that, I heard a band I don't play very often for a reason. They're Canadian, and they're good, but I happen to be married to one of them, so that would be Pluto. I don't want to be that person that plays that kind of... Well, I was kind of, like, stuck for a track, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to rush here, and I'm chatting up Val, and I'm like... But don't get me wrong, I love Pluto, and you know, I think they're worthy of being played, but it's kind of weird to play... your husband's stuff, as is my own stuff. I've never played any of the music I've ever taken a part in, and I think that's super cheesy. As you know, what else is cheesy? When you wear your own band t-shirt, let me tell you, like, I don't get that. You just can't do that, people. You can't wear your own band shirt. I just saying, as much as you can argue your hypothesis or your thesis, I mean, that it's all good. I just will never buy into that theory. But, you know, if you do it and you do it with confidence, good for you. I'm just not buying it. But I'm just saying. Okay, so Pluto. We heard something from Pluto from their, good God, 1996 self-titled record. The song was When She Was Happy. And that is one of my favorite songs of theirs, yes. Now, in there, before that, we heard something from the Sun Parlor Players. They are a duo from Southern Ontario. One is from Leamington, the other is from Toronto, and Val will be interviewing them, like, in about half an hour, within half an hour. Her show is on in 17 minutes, yes. We heard the song Green Thumb from the record Us Little Devils. There you go. So yeah, I have 17 or so minutes. And what do I have next for us? I have something. What is it? I should be prepared with something. Oh, I know what I have. I'm looking around like, I'm old, so I'm forgetting things. That's what happens with age. All right. I don't know. Pup. We're going to hear something from the Vancouver band called Pup. There are three of them. Oh, wait a second. Is this the same band I was thinking of? No. This is not the band I was thinking of. Keep in mind, folks, don't make the mistake I just did. I'm holding in my hand a record from a band called Pup, P-U-P. I'm confusing them. I wanted to play something from the Vancouver band called, oops, I just hit something. Pups. That's what I wanted to do. Oh no, I just hit something on the board here and I don't know what, something's wrong with my mic. That's okay. I wanted to play us something from the three-piece girl band called Pups, and that features Rosie, you know, Rose Melberg. And this is not them. I'm looking at the record. I'm like, oh, there's some gold grill teeth. Okay. And then I open it and it looks like a bunch of people stage diving. And I'm like, And then here, this band Pup, it's Stefan, Nestor, Zach, and Steve. I'm like, oh, no, that's not it. But this band that I'm not going to play is stuff from, it looks like they might be from Montreal. Yes, I think so. So, sorry. That means I have to find something else very quickly for us to listen to. So, I can do that. I had that ready to go. Okay, let's see what else we can hear. Hey, let's hear another song from Lady Hawk, right? Why not? Because I'm in a mood to hear... Oh, how about The Dugout? This is a good song. This is from their first record, The Dugout. Just in, like, self-titled. And I'm in a baseball kind of mood, so this should work. And then we'll hear some more Canadian music, and then I'll be out of here. I only have 15 or so minutes. Oh, and by the way, my name is Anita B. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second Wednesday, so I'm here from 6:30 until 8. And then alternating with me is John Pantherbone. So he's doing his show from 6:30 till 8 next week. And so I'll be back in 2 more weeks. In the meantime, why not listen to some more Lady Hawk? Because there's nothing wrong with that. It's all good. So this is the song, The Dugout, from, I believe, their first record. Yes, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, Friday, April 25th, come to the Nimbus Recording Finals at the Cellar Nightclub on Granville Street, starring Raquel Cole, Middle Beach Markets, If We Are Machines, and Real Mad Decent. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets at Red Cat, Neptune, Zulu, and online at northerntickets.com.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Well, that's it, folks. It looks like I'm out of here in 5 or so minutes. It's been a slice. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hardaway. And you can always go to the CITR.ca site and check out all of our podcasts. Almost every show will be podcast. And hey, I still have for my last show an interview that you can check out with Isotopes. So if you want to check those guys out and our conversation, do so. Tonight, I am out to go see N213 Group Vision, as well as who else? Of course, Tough Age at Redgate on East Hastings. So go check it out. It's gonna be fun. It's only $5 at the door. Like, what a cheap, awesome show. In the meantime, this is Thrush Hermit. I'm gonna leave us with a song. I love the song Violent Dreams from their 99 record, Clayton Park, released on Sonic Onion. I will see you in a couple weeks. What else can I tell you? Oh yeah, Val is coming on next with her show Folk Oasis. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
emotions.